Unity is strength. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Good evening. You're listening to Workers' Viewpoint, and I'm Gabby Scott. Workers' Viewpoint is produced by the Barbados Workers' Union and is heard at this time. Today's reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 10 to 14. Fear not, I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them, those who contended with you. Those who war against you shall be nothing as non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Greetings, our dear comrades and friends. We are now in our 47th year of Workers' Viewpoint. Give me a round of applause. And today we must offer up thanks and praise to the Almighty God for the many years during which we have had the opportunity to meet with you, our members and our friends across Barbados, the Caribbean, and recent years the world. We express our thanks to Starcom Network, its board of directors, its management and its fabulous staff like my recording engineer, Big Reds. We also salute those of you who have joined us this evening for the second edition of Workers' Viewpoint for the month of August, which, as all of you who are members of the Barbados Workers Union know, the month of August is a very busy period for the Executive Council and the staff of the union. This year, the Barbados Workers Union, which is the first legal trade union in Barbados, having been registered on October 4th, 1941, will be staging its 84th annual Delegates Conference at Solidarity House, its headquarters at Harmony Hall, St. Michael. And Miracle A. King, who is our communications specialist, she will bring you up to date on the plans for the conference.
Our 83rd annual Delegates Conference is right around the corner, and ADC is the highest decision-making body at the Barbados Workers Union. This is where policy is set and leadership is chosen, and even the priorities for the year ahead are agreed upon. And for the first time in a number of years, we're not just hosting it for one day, we're giving this conference 2 days dedicated to the business of the union, the issues of this nation, and the voices of our members. So from August 29th, Friday, August 29th, until Saturday, August 30th, we will be discussing union business. And not only that, it is a voting year where delegates will choose the leaders of the Executive Council. But I'm not going to get into our voting year. I'm going to let Shane Jones, our Communications and Information Manager, speak a little about what you can expect on day one, on Friday, August 29th.
So I'm very, very, very happy to share this news with you. Super excited. This year, we at the Barbados Workers Union, we're doing things a little different from the last couple of annual delegates conferences. For our 83rd edition, we're going to be splitting it into 2 days. And session one is going to be an unforgettable experience, believe me. On Friday, August 29th, from 9 in the morning until 12 noon, we are going to have a powerful national conversation on crime and community. Now, this is a topic that's on the minds of so many Barbadians. Of course, you know, it's in our homes, it's in our schools, and from our standpoint at the Barbados Workers Union, of course, it's in our workplaces. And this session is about giving everyone there the first-hand, in-depth knowledge that can make a real difference. And I'm speaking about a real, real difference, impacting and effecting change. We're going to be starting with an interactive drug awareness display by the National Council on Substance Abuse. Now, I have seen this display myself and my mind was blown. Believe me when I tell you that. You will see exactly what some of these dangerous drugs look like. Now, and I'm not talking about just the obvious ones, but the new and creative ways people are hiding and disguising them. You'll understand how they can slip into homes and communities and our workplaces without us even realizing. Now, this is the kind of awareness every parent, every family member, every staff member, every friend needs, because knowledge is the first line of defense, and we know that. Something we preach in the Barbados Workers Union a lot. After that, Pastor Eliseus Joseph Sr., who is the CEO of Legacy Inc., will take us deeper. Now, he's going to be exposing the root causes of drug use and violence, the signals we can't afford to miss, and what prevention can look like in real life. It's going to be personal, relatable, and practical. That's the kind of message you can carry home and share with others. We also take a short break, and we have some of our partners involved with us, and there's going to be a lot to see and do there from some of our partners, several of our valuable partners. They're going to be there. Then we're going to move into our panel discussion, and that's called Breaking the Cycle. Pastor Joseph will be back, and he'll be joined by Mr. Roland Maloney of Verdant House, who works on rehabilitation and support for those affected by crime and substance abuse, as well as Reverend Dr. Adrian Smith, who will speak on the role of the church in 2025, how faith can guide how we relate to each other, resolve our conflicts, and build stronger, kinder communities. Now, it's not going to be a lecture. Let me let you know that. It's going to be open, honest, and interactive, that type of conversation feel. And we are going to leave our participants with information, with tools, with perspective, and hope. So reminding you again, Friday, August 29th, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and that's going to be at our headquarters at Harmony House, Solidarity House in Harmony Hall. So it's going to be amazing. We are very, very exciting to put on this topic that is extremely timely in our country and what's going on, and it's our contribution and the way that we give back and continue this all of country approach to what's happening in the country. So we're very, very pleased to be bringing this year.
Comrades and friends, the Barbados Workers Union was consummated in 1941 in a very perilous period in modern history, that is the early period of World War II, when war was raging in Europe between Western democracies like Britain, the United States of America, and France were struggling against Italy's fascism, led by Benito Mussolini, Germany's Nazis, led by Adolf Hitler, and in Southeast Asia against the Japanese. At the local level, strengthened by the results of the disturbances of the July 1937 disturbances by the masses, which resulted in the setting up of two commissions of inquiry, the local Dean Commission and the Royal West Indies Commission, the Barbados Workers Union, under the leadership of Grant Lee Adams, the then president of the Barbados Progressive League, and later the Barbados Labour Party, Hugh Springer, the union's general secretary, and Frank Walker, Springer's assistant, beginning in 1945, they made massive moves to build a union by unionizing workers across the island, in particular the sugar workers. And of course, you know that sugar was then the mainstay of the Barbados economy. The year 1945 was also a significant period for the Barbados Workers Union, as it was the host in that year of a meeting of the labor leaders of the then British West Indies, among whom were future major political leaders such as Robert Llewellyn Bradshaw of St. Kitts Nevis and Roberto of Antigua and Barbuda, who later became premiers and prime ministers of their countries, who brought their countries from colonies to independent nations. In our reading of Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 to 14, the prophet gives God's promise that he will fight for his people in the battles of life. He tells us not to fear, and I'm sure that you would have recognized that in the past 84 plus years, the Barbados Workers Union has done a wonderful job. They have held on to this reading, and they have not feared. They have really fought for the workers of this country. And I have with us again Lennox Prescott, who's the CEO of
Pharma Wellness.
And we just spent a few minutes on this. I read in the paper of Thursday, August 7th, that on the front page, $21 million in sickness benefits, with more than $21 million dollars already paid out in sickness benefits for 2025, the National Insurance and Social Security Service says it is aggressively working to eliminate a recent backlog caused by an unprecedented spike in claims and ongoing system upgrades. Now, my thing is this, and we are glad to hear what is happening, but not glad in terms of people being sick, but the information has been shared. What I thought that is very important is that people need to have a breakdown, because the truth is, as we've been saying before the program began, if you spend all this money in sickness, it means that a lot of workers have fallen ill.
Yeah.
Because they're the people who pay national insurance.
That's right.
And we would like to know where those illnesses are, so we can do preventative measures. Are the sicknesses NCDs? What are they?
Right.
You know, are they falls? Whatever.
Yeah, we need to do a deeper dive, as they would say. Also, most important is what impact that would have on productivity.
Of course.
Because if so many people are off sick,
yeah,
it must have a significant impact on productivity. Yeah. And we need to really get hold of these issues and deal with them. Because, I mean, it's just the start of the year, basically mid-year. We see how many more, the dollar-wise, that comes at the end of the year.
And this is August.
It's August.
Yeah.
And if that trend continues, then it means that productivity will be, so much productivity will be lost. And productivity loss means that that's an impact on the economy and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
so many things that are aligned to a statement like that.
Yeah.
That it needs some deeper dive to see exactly what's going on.
So we need to hear more of that. And last week, of course, we began to look at the whole question. Well, we've been doing it now for a few weeks, looking at the whole question of health and wellness. And last week we looked very much on the whole question of cancer.
Cancer, broadly.
But you know, I think I've been saying this on television very recently and hearing it on the radio about foods. That there are many foods in Barbados which we can buy and eat or grow and eat, so we can reduce the whole question of NCDs and other illnesses in Barbados.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's why, like, avocado or pear, as we know it, is very seasonal right now. They're here, and but this year the difference is the price. They've gone up in price. So, like you and I, we've come from a background where you never used to buy pears, as we call them. Everybody will give you some, and it was cheap in terms of what we understood. Yeah. But we didn't know the nutritional value of the pear. But pears are very good. It was one of the best foods.
And of course, you know, at school foundation.
It was a bread. A bread and two or bread and pear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, bread and pear, which was the cheapest.
Five cents.
5 cents. That was the cheapest thing on the school menu.
Yes.
But the most nutritious thing on the school menu. Yeah. But then we didn't know of the nutritional values.
We prepared the fish cakes and the
stuff
like that. Yeah.
It was cheap. Yeah. But avocado pear, as we call it, is a very healthy food. Yeah, very healthy food, and it contains very healthy fats, the monounsaturated fats, as we call them, that don't stick to the arteries, like the fat that you'll find in the hot dog and sausages, etc. And it contains some excellent source of fiber, which is very important to many body functions and so forth. And it has a lot of potassium. And you know, potassium reduces the value of the sodium in your body. So therefore that pushes down your blood pressure.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's what it does. So all these things, there are reasons for them, but you got to look at what the chemicals, what the minerals do, and so forth. And that is like, so these vitamins and thing, etc., reduce the risk of heart attacks, heart disease, and diabetes, and obesity. And it contains antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds that help to reduce gut health, the bad health in the stomach and so forth. Now, so the nutrients in avocado support a healthy blood pressure and improve your cardiac disease, any cardiac disease you have. So it's a very good food, you know. And then when you come now to the eye health, avocado is very good because it contains two ingredients called lutein and maltodextrin, which help to improve your eyesight and help to reduce your getting macular degeneration over time and diabetic retinopathy, where the nerves get affected. So when you eat, and this is the value, right? So, well, we didn't know all these things. But it's only recently now when people come down here and grab this and realize this excellent food that we have and start to go back and sell it as avocado toast. But all avocado toast is you get the firm bread and you mix up the, crush up the avocado like your mother used to do back in the day with some pepper and some onion and all kind of stuff. But we didn't call it guacamole, we just had it with pure and other stuff. I put it in thing for you, but you're eating good healthy stuff before understanding it. So these things happen because we didn't have the expertise at the time. It was just that we had pear and we looked forward to it and we eat it as much as we could. Another thing how we eat pear, I hope people wouldn't put so much salt in the pear. The pear contains enough salt already. The salt gives it a nice flavor. Yeah. But sometimes you will see people sit down and for the pear, they put a lot of salt on it. In our country, we put salt on everything, whether it needs salt or not. It's also good for elderly people. It's recommended that the elderly or the senior citizens should maybe have a half a pear or so every day, you know, because of all these good things that are there. Now, it's not as high in protein as some of the other foods, but you can always add an egg, you can always add tuna and so forth to that to make it improve the value of the protein. But overall, it's one of these foods that is so good that we should all eat all the time, avocado as much as we can, as a source of protein, to a source of good stuff, so we don't have to eat all the meats and other stuff. So I recommend it highly for everybody.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. You just heard from Lennox Prescott, who's the CEO of Pharma Wellness. And of course, during this vacation time periods, you do understand the great benefits you can have from eating pear, because we haven't heard this information before. You have been listening to Work Is Your Point. I'm Gabby Scott. Have yourself a most wonderful day, and may God continue to walk with you.